Hello, this is Katie, and it is day four of the Money Matrix Magic Marathon, and we're moving right along here through the different archetypes and through some clearing around issues related with the archetypes. And I got a lot of response yesterday from people either on Facebook or in personal accounts about what was about how the Cinderella story really impacted them and in different ways, and it's been really fascinating hearing about that. So, and maybe we'll have a short sharing in just a little while. I wanted to do a few things. In fact, I probably want to do too much on this call, but we'll see where we get without extending the hours. First of all, we're going to be, like each of these are touching on some different archetypes. You could spend months, just really deeply going into one character. But because I'm wanting to just give you an overview and clear some different areas in your life, I'm using these different a whole number of archetypes right in a row from the fairy tales, a whole load of characters. And today I thought what we could move from Cinderella into the jealous sisters, because maybe you don't have anything of the jealous sisters in you, but maybe you do. And I think most of us have something of all these fairy tale characters, something that we can relate to. So we'll be doing that, and maybe it's less comfortable to be one of the sisters because, they're not seen very well, but maybe it's a good thing for us to explore too. And at some point I'll do a little impro about that, and I have no idea what will come up. And our tool for today is just to, or the magic spell, the thing that really will help increase abundance in your life is, I think, using the energy techniques daily in your life as the things come up. And you've got a whole number of number of techniques that you'll see in the energy resource page. And I want to introduce one little technique from Access Consciousness, which is actually a wonderful, wonderful method of healing, and I'll talk about it a little bit later, which I've just recently really got into a little bit deeper, and actually see going a lot deeper with that, because it's, as I said, I think it works. My experience of it has been really good so far. So, clearing my voice, drinking some water. Make sure that you have lots of water on hand, because as I said on an earlier call, water allows the energy to go through and get released. I'm going to start though by working on a few things which have which are, I think, part of the whole process, and that is the resistance we might feel to change, and the fact that we may not, like what's getting stirred up, we may not really feel like releasing it, or at least a part of us will not feel like releasing it because we feel really safe with it. For example, we might not really want to give up hard work and all that because there's something feels unsafe about not doing it because it's our usual strategy, or any number of things. So I'm going to do, and this is out of fear of the unknown, which is, very human and very normal. And in fact, we're continually going on journeys in our life to change things where things are different and where we have to go through obstacles and to arrive at the other side. And we're always going to encounter fear when we go on that journey. There's just no way we won't. There's always going to be places where we fight our internal monsters and we and places where we just feel stuck. Okay? So I just actually wanted to start with a poem. And I'm not going to read the whole poem because the poem is quite long. And it's The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock, which is a T.S. Eliot poem, which I love because it epitomizes somebody who's in a state of fear and who who has spent their life avoiding doing things that are uncomfortable in order to just stay in his comfort zone. And, of course, his life has been wasted away. And so I'm just going to read some lines from different parts and just let it resonate in you in whatever way it does. And then we're going to do a clearing around resistance to change, about not wanting to change. And it may even involve some of the clearing itself may involve things like, I don't feel like doing this story stuff. It's all silly. I don't relate to it at all. And whatever comes up as these things, I just tap into the energy. So here we go with a little bit of poetry. Okay. Though I have seen my head grown slightly bald, brought in upon a platter, I am no prophet, and here's no great matter. I have seen the moment of my greatness flicker, and I have seen eternal footmen hold my coat and snicker. And in short, I was afraid. And would it have been worth it after all, after the cups, the marmalade, the tea, among the porcelain, among some talk of you and me, would it have been worthwhile to have bitten off the matter with a smile, to have squeezed the universe into a ball, to roll it towards some overwhelming question, to say, I am Lazarus, come from the dead, come back to tell you all, I shall tell you all, if one settling a pillow by her head should say, that is not what I meant at all, that is not it at all. And would it have been worth it after all? Would it have been worth it? Would it have been worthwhile? And that is actually he's wondering, like he's with a lady friend, and he's wondering whether to go forward in the relationship and actually say how he feels, as opposed to remaining silent around his real feelings and taking a chance. And then he says, no, I am not Prince Hamlet, nor was meant to be. Am an attendant lord, one that will do to swell a progress, start a scene or two, advise the prince, no doubt an easy tool, deferential, glad to be of use, politic, cautious and meticulous, full of high sentence but a bit obtuse, at times indeed almost ridiculous, almost at times the fool. I grow old, I grow old, I shall wear the bottom of my trousers rolled. Shall I part my hair behind? Do I dare eat a peach? I shall wear white flanneled trousers and walk upon the beach. I have heard the mermaids singing, each to each. I do not think that they will sing to me. I have seen them riding seaward on the waves, combing the white hair of the waves blown back when the wind blows the water white and black. We have lingered in the chambers of the sea by seagirls wreathed with seaweed red and brown till human voices wake us and we drown. Little bit dark, but really I think epitomizes what happens to you when you do not dare, when you do not dare to eat a peach, when you do not dare to go forward. And so what I'm going to do right now is actually go into a clearing around some of the blocks that we might have, to which will help you in going forward. It, you know, still may feel fear, but it will help you go through that fear. So here we go. let me see. I'm just going to drink some water again. Even though I feel fear and resistance around going forward, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I fear fear and resistance about going forward, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I'm afraid, I deeply love and accept myself. What is the life I want? What is the life I want? Is it comfort? Is it the security of never having done my dreams? Is it the security of never having been rejected in the big way? Rejected in the big way as I get out there and show my gifts? I am too afraid to show my gifts. If I show my gifts, what if they say they're not good? Will I collapse under that judgment of those people who cannot see my gifts? Will I collapse? Oh, much better to be safe. Much better to be safe than warm in the comfort of the discomfort of a life not lived, of a life not lived, of a life not fully lived. Much easier to not eat the peach when the peach could be rotten, when the peach could be awful, when the peach might disappoint me, when the peach is not the peach I thought it was. How can I live my life knowing that there will be disappointment, knowing that there will be rejection, knowing that somebody could completely not see me, knowing that somebody could completely annihilate, oh, I can't even say the word, destroy me. What shall I do? What shall I do? Shall I measure out my days and ways and cigarette butts and... shall I measure out my days? Shall I measure out my days in unmade decisions, in playing at life? Shall I measure out my days, or shall I move forward? Shall I say, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can? Shall I decide I can, and I don't care what happens? I don't care if the peach is rotten. I'll eat another one. I'll just leave it to the side. I don't care if my mother, my father, my family, my friends all reject me for who I am. I'll find other friends. There's billions of people on this planet. I'll find other people who see me for who I am, recognize me for who I am. I'll find them. I can leave aside the peach. I can leave aside the people. I can leave aside it all. It's okay. The only thing is that I sing my song. The only thing is that I sing my song. My song, my song, my song, my song, my song. Okay. So that's a number one clearing. I'm going to see if anybody's got anything coming up. And then I'm going to go into, I think, one more clearing on this particular issue. Okay? And anybody like to say anything here?
Katie?
Yes. Hi, Gary.
It's Gary. Hi.
Yes.
What comes up as you're saying that?
Yes.
Is a fixation on grief. That, you know, it's easier to fixate on the negative.
Yes.
So there's a fixation on grief.
Okay.
Even when you see the darkness. Yeah. How can we can't fixate on the love, on the light?
Okay. Great. So we'll look at, see if the next clearing can start addressing that, okay? Thank you. Anybody else there?
Hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex. I got a cold too, so I'm.
Oh my gosh.
We're both croaking together.
It's kind of perfect because it's really forcing me to slow down and be with some of this stuff and allow to see it come to the surface more as an observer.
Yeah, yeah. And so, it's funny, it's totally changed your voice. I hardly recognize you.
I know. I was whispering last night, but now it's coming back. So what really resonated for me at the beginning, and much like, I don't know who just spoke, was it Gary?
Gary?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing like through all the negative talk that you're bringing up, it's actually, it's like reverse psychology. I'm like, oh, I don't like the sound of that. I don't want to talk and think like that anymore. And mm-hmm. like, it's really, really whatever little negativity is left. It's really got me to see like, even on a subtle level that I wish not to like, you know, go there anymore. And so that's been really good. And at the beginning you said something about, I think support or see me like people who see me and support me. And
yes.
I think that's what's coming up for me is you know, when I have these new clients and I'm doing these new programs and they're signing up and I'm thinking, oh my God, like what if they want a refund? What if they don't think this is worth this? Or you know, all these things are coming up around that, and meanwhile it's like just an old voice of other people who haven't valued me or I haven't valued myself. So, but
right.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've been having to ring in this sale since Friday and I just can't do it. And it's like,
Well, great to be at this level because it's like you're really breaking through and yet there's just these other bits always to clear. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else, or we'll go in? We'll go one more round on this one.
Katie, it's Loretta.
Yes, hi, Loretta.
Hi. I just wanted to affirm the theme. I almost didn't come to the call this morning.
I'm up
and I'm here and but it was like I was resisting. I said, you know, I'll listen to it later. I really don't want to do this morning. So he said resistance. I said, okay, right on time. Anyway, but that's just what I wanted to share, just to affirm
your
choice today. It's very, very good that you did that. Thanks.
Oh, good. Well, it does tend to rear its head. As soon as we go deep, then it...
Exactly.
And, yeah, thank you. And are there any words about your resistance, actually? Because I'm going to bring up a few in this next one as well as...
Well, it came out of a dream last night that was very complicated. I don't remember much of it,
okay.
But I woke up out of this dream, and someone was just shooting a basket, and I don't know if it went in the hoop.
Yes.
I mean, the basketball, it had just let it go, and when the clock woke me up, when the alarm woke me up, it was like, I don't know if it happened, and I think that's part of it. I just, you know, I resist because... You know, I've been down this path before of healing and trying to put together, and it's like, you know, I don't want to keep doing this. It's too much.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, you know, and I think it's related. So just as I was talking, I was thinking, you know, I don't know from my dream whether the basketball went through the hoop, and it's kind of like I don't know if this is going to do any more for me.
Right.
There's this kind of malaise. It's like, oh, boy, here we go again. You know, I've done work like this, and it's just not going to work. But I had to laugh because the reason I got on the call was I was thinking, I did this cleanse a couple of years ago for like 28 days, and the fourth day I was done with it. It was like, I'm not going to keep eating this. I'm going to start eating the food that I always ate. It was a food cleanse to get some substances out of my body, and it was the fourth day. I was like, I'm tired of this. It's over. And it has the sense of if I follow through, it's not going to work anyway, so why bother? Those are the words I would put to it. What's the use of it? It's really not going to work. I've done it and done it and done it, and it just doesn't work. So, but I'm here.
Excellent. Yes, and that's what inevitably comes up. Yeah. So,
Katie.
Yes, who's that?
This is Tyra.
Hi, Tyra.
Hi. I thought I was doing so well. I thought I was just doing so well. And I stayed up until 4 o'clock working.
Mm.
I thought that was wonderful because I had all of this amazing energy. It was just, so I thought it was working, and I think it was working. But
yeah.
I don't know whether, I'm sure that had to be some sort of resistance because that's one of my patterns, of staying up too late and being exhausted. But I got so much done. I had enormous energy.
Mm.
And I did a couple of days' work last night.
Wow.
And a lot of it was on this work because I thought I'm not going to get through it if I don't do it.
Mm.
I don't do the work.
Yeah.
You know, I have to really understand it and get through it and do it and practice it and understand what I'm doing.
Right. And now you're feeling tired because now it may be, and there's something, you know, it sounds like you had an amazing amount of energy and you wouldn't have slept anyway, particularly.
Probably not.
It's good that you went with that, and maybe it's just a question of saying, hey, I really got a lot done and that I can take a really good sleep later in the day.
Right. That's the way I'm looking at it, but I hope it's not some sort of strange resistance because
it doesn't sound like resistance to me.
So,
but we can, you know, who knows? We'll explore it. So, anybody else before we go?
I just want to say hi, Katie. It's Deborah.
Oh, Deborah!
Oh my God!
You finally got on. I am unbelievable.
Unbelievable. total Skype problems. Not my It's been really having a problem. So.
With Deborah, sorry, I didn't want to, just for other people, Deborah is usually very participatory, always gets on Skype and is there, and for the last, how many days you've not been able to get on?
I haven't been on any day.
Wow.
I haven't been on any, well, yesterday I was teaching, so I couldn't be on, and I haven't even heard yesterday's call yet, and I missed your story this morning by the time I could get on, but... it's good to be on. I just wanted to present myself.
Oh, so, anyways, I'm so glad that you did manage to get on, and it must be, I mean, there must be something going on about not, you know, being excluded. I don't know what it is, but
all I can say is I had a huge, I listened to that outsider call, that was the last call I listened to. In the middle of the night, I woke up in absolute, total heartache. There was something about, you know, when you were doing your rant, EFT rant with the Jewish, there was something about the Jewish thing. I feel like I was having an ancestral healing in the middle of the night. It was like the Jewish outsider thing. It felt like I was just like taken down through the... you know, down into the underworld with it, and just like it was such a painful night.
Wow.
And yesterday I did a healing circle for a community yesterday, and you know, and then when I came home after it, then I did some more work on, you know, continued, and seemed to have. I'm in a different space today. Like I'm in a very peaceful place today.
Wow.
So I moved it.
Fantastic. And I figured, for some reason, I figured it must be something around the outsider because you couldn't get on these calls.
I know.
For the first time. So isn't that interesting? So good for you for clearing this stuff. And we'll be kind of hearing more from you later. Okay, so thanks. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into a clearing and around some of the stuff that just came up. And it's so nice to have everybody's feedback. It's beautiful. So here we go. Let me see. I'll put on lecture mode. Okay. So even though... let me see how are we going to get this all? Okay. Even though I don't feel like going any deeper with this work, I deeply love and accept myself, even though I really don't feel like going deeper in this into this work. I deeply love and accept myself, even though I really don't want to go any further with this work. I deeply love and accept myself. Here's the point. Here's the point. Here's the point. Here's the point. The point of going beyond my comfort zone, beyond my comfort zone. I don't want to. I don't want to. I will not. I will not. I will not do it. 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 No, no, no. This is all crap. All of this energy stuff is crap. Is crap. It doesn't work. It's not scientific. It doesn't work. 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 All this stuff is crap, you know. I've gone to so many healers and I'm still not healed. I'm still fucked up. I'm still fucked up. I'm still fucked up. I'm still fucked up. How can it change? 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 I don't believe in these stories. I believe only in the part that's the nasty part. I just believe Cinderella never went to the ball, or at least my Cinderella. I just like the nasty stuff, because that's the part, that's the part, that's the part that got rewarded in my life. I got rewarded as a victim. I like being a victim. Don't tell anybody, don't tell anybody. I know it's really politically incorrect, but I like being the victim. It's safer. It's safer. It's really horrible, but it's safer, and I don't want to go any further. I just want to be Cinderella. I just want to be Cinderella before she goes to the ball. I just want to be Cinderella before she actually tries on that glass slipper, which is destined to fit her. All this resistance is exhausting me. Still, I don't know if Katie can help me. I don't know at all. I mean, how can she help me? How can she help me? What am I expecting of her? What am I expecting her to do? Something, nobody can fix the unfixable, and I'm unfixable. I'm unfixable, Katie. Don't you know that? Why do you even bother? Why do you even bother? Because I'm unfixable. I'm the client. I'm the client who won't be fixed. So fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck me. Fuck me. I'm going to resist. I'm going to resist. I'm going to resist. I'm going to resist. 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 Ah. Yes. I'm not feeling like I'm resisting so much right now. I feel like maybe something's kind of released right now. I'm feeling now that something is releasing right now. I don't know what it is, but something just popped. Something just left me. Something just left me. And I'm a little bit afraid because it feels empty right now. It feels really empty right now. I don't know what's there. Why is it good just to accept my resistance? Why is it good just to say my resistance? Why is it good just to acknowledge my resistance and that it's okay? It's part of the journey. It's part of the journey. It's okay to resist. It's okay to resist. I just tap my way through my resistance and it will leave just by expressing it and tapping it and expressing it and tapping 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 more and tapping more and tapping more. And it's so fucking boring sometimes tapping. Why should I do something that's boring? Well, it's not really that bad. I mean, 5 minutes in a day of 24 hours and how many minutes? 24 minutes. 24 times 60 minutes. 5 minutes of that. 5 minutes to liberation. 5 minutes to liberation. 5 minutes to liberation. knowing that the work I do now, even though it feels hard, is so much easier than going on in my life like I've been going on. Knowing that the healing does come. It may not come all in a revelation moment. It may not come like some people have it come, where their life changes in a moment and everything changes and it's all so evident right away. It may not be a Byron Katie moment. It may not be some guru moment. But it's coming. It's coming in my way. It's coming in my way. As the layers get peeled off, I acknowledge what is being cleared. I am grateful for what is being cleared. I see what is being cleared. I see what is being cleared. Okie dokie. I'll catch my breath. Take a few comments, and then we're going to go off to the ugly... Actually, I'll take a few comments now also about the Cinderella experience, and then we'll go off to exploring the ugly sisters. Now, I'll just put this off mute so you can actually talk here. So, anybody like to talk about, for a moment, about the clearing itself, and then I would love if people would say a little bit about their experiences with the Cinderella archetype or story. So, first of all, anything on the clearing we just did?
Or Katie, started?
Yes,
it's Deborah.
Deborah, hi.
Hi. I just had to say I was howling through the whole thing. Most of I was just laughing my head off, like laughing.
Oh,
it felt so good.
That's just, good. I wish yeah. I'd left the. In some ways, I'd wish I'd left the. how would you say it? Open for audience stuff. I always love when you laugh.
Well, it was so good. It was just like, you know, and I always feel like the laughter is like it's really it's shifting the energy. So it was powerful. Like just, I was laughing my way through your clearing.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. So anybody else there? Say
hi,
something
Katie.
About that. Yes?
It's Wend. Hi, Katie.
Oh, hi, Wend.
Hi. So actually during the clearing, I thought of what my Cinderella thing, it's kind of mixed. My comments are mixed between my Cinderella experience. Because,
yes. Okay, great, because that segues into the next thing, okay?
Yeah, well, because I was doing some physical punching in the air and sounding and all kinds of things while you were doing it. But then I last night I worked on the Cinderella thing, and I actually went online and discovered an earlier version of Cinderella, because I wasn't clear on the details of the story, so I just went and I found this other version, which I can post later. But
lovely.
but basically, it came down to her having to believe in magic in order for this change to happen. And so, while I was writing, I was having this huge struggle with myself around, you know, magic. Do I really believe in magic? Could happen, you know, as if she was willing to go ahead and do these things that she had to do. Anyway, details are more clear in the real story. But I find that it came down to having to believe in magic. That's what it, in order for me to believe that any change will happen.
Wow, that's. Thank you. That's actually a great noticing, because that's, I think, actually the magic, or that the energy techniques will work or anything will work, is a huge part of actually us going through what we need to go through, because it kind of reminds me of the Christian, oh man of little faith, and some of the things which... and I'm not a Christian anymore, but some of the things Jesus says about having faith, and they're not there right now, but in terms of me being able to repeat them. But in some senses, like these energy techniques work anyway, but there is the need for that faith that things can change, that which takes you through and allows you to use things. So, you know, like makes you do the work, basically. So anything else, Wendt?
No, not right now.
Okay, wonderful. And maybe we can kind of work on that magic thing. Yeah, about whether the whether there is any magic. Yeah, whether things can be different. Okay, so anybody else like to say something about maybe actually if we can now share more of the Cinderella stuff?
Katie?
Yes?
This is Denise.
Oh, hi, Denise.
And I will share the Cinderella thing. I also want to say I was laughing through the clearing, too. So that.
Oh, well, good.
No, the Cinderella story, the moment that I had picked yesterday, and I was still just working with it for most of the evening, the moment was just before midnight.
Yeah.
When at the ball. So it's just a few minutes before midnight. And in my imagining, I was just feeling this need to get out of there, but wanting to enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
And there was a real joy in that moment of time, but I was left with the statement that I can't feel this joy fully because I know it's going to end.
Okay. Mm. Wow. Thank you. That's and that is a very potent moment just before midnight. Wow. So thank you. Anybody else want to share about their Cinderellas? I know a couple of people shared to me privately.
This is Anne.
Yes.
And the thing that came up for me is that I can have this sort of fairy tale kind of magicalness, but that really I'm not supposed to have it. So it has to be sort of like a secret or a time out of reality. So yeah, I can have it, but you know what? Not this time around. This wasn't for you, but here's a little glimpse, but nope, you can't have it.
Wow.
That's been a really deep and constant feeling.
Right. And maybe, actually, we're just going to see if we can clear that and clear some of the stuff about the magic here for everybody. On a level of, I haven't been doing the measuring, which sometimes really helps, but on a level of 1 to 10, how strong do you feel at this moment that the magic, it's not going to really work this time?
It's pretty strong. It's about an 8 or a 9.
Okay. So we're going to do another clearing. And with Wend, that's kind of similar, a similar thing, like on a level of 1 to 10, you might rate it as to whether you believe in it or whether it actually exists. And just see if we can bring this down a bit, okay?
Mm, okay. Thanks.
Do you understand what I mean?
I believe so.
Yeah. It's actually, it's something is that when we're doing the clearing, because we've done rather general clearings, it hasn't been that easy to measure. But if you can get a statement, and I have a lot of these in my financial money matrix financial assessment, and do a clearing around that statement and then see how much the charge has gone down, if it's a negative charge. That really helps you assess how things have, how things are changing. Okay. And actually, for all of you, if you've filled out your money matrix financial assessment at the beginning of this thing, then at the very end I'm going to ask you to go back to it and see how things are rated. But in between we can be doing some measurement on specific things. So everybody might just want to look at this idea of magic and or healing, being able to heal yourself, however you want to term it, and see how strongly you don't believe that there's magic, maybe, or that you can be healed, and then see if we can bring it down in the next round that I'm going to do in a moment. Anybody else want to say something? Kathy, did you want to say something about your experience of Cinderella? You mentioned before, just at the beginning of the call.
Sure, yeah, and it was interesting because there was definitely felt like there was magic involved in the process, because I was looking after my mom for the better part of a year, and she died in the summer, and I definitely had this Cinderella sense of not being seen and just, you know, being this sort of serving person in that process. And then over the summer, I've been getting, you know, trying to clear out the house, and a couple of weeks ago, what was walking in the ravines behind the house, and all that, sort of feeling the animals and feeling all nature around me, but also just sort of feeling like I could never get through to the other side of this thing, and just asking for help, and and then having this sense that, okay, it's time to sell the house, and when I put that out into the universe, all this energy of transformation sort of was attracted, and I found the real estate agent, and he helped to get the house sorted out. And one day there were 12 different people helping out on different aspects of the house and doing the garden and staging it and doing all kinds of stuff. It had that sense of that magical transformation of the pumpkin into the stagecoach, and, you know, there's sort of animals involved, and pictures of the deer that visited the house ended up, you know, on the listing for the house. So, you know, the animals were definitely involved. And there was even the people that did the garden even left pumpkins out in front of the house. And then now I'm in this week when people are viewing the house. So it's like people are going and trying the house on for size and seeing if it fits them. And as that happens, when that shoe fits for somebody else, then I'll be in that transformative stage from sort of where I was to where I'm going. So I've definitely been feeling the whole arc of the story, and it's been really fascinating to sort of look at that, because I was so used to being the Cinderella as the serving part, and then now there's this transformation into the wider world of being, before being within the household and within the confines of that smaller world, and then this process taking me out into the larger world.
Yeah. And I can only imagine what it's going to be like when you really get out there with your amazing gifts. So I'm very excited. So I'm going to now go into, and I know there were other people who had beautiful Cinderella stories. If there's somebody else who just, one other person who wants to share about the Cinderella, please talk right now. Oh, okay, or I shall go into the next. Okay, so I got one. Okay, so I'm going to go into the next clearing here. And it's going to be around magic. And I want all of you to, in your way, magic being healing, being transformation, rate on a level of 1 to 10 as to how much you feel that there can be magic and that there can be healing around your money story, true healing. Okay, so I'm going to, and that it's not always going to be the same story. Okay, so that you can go to the ball. And, you know, maybe this ball is going to be one stage of, you know, of your venture into abundance, and there may be other stages, but there's definitely going to be something that real magic, real transformation that's going to take place through this process. So let me see. I'm going to see if I'm going to leave the mute off just so that I think I'll... Wait a minute, I'll put it on the lecture mode. And I'm going to do this. Okay. Even though I don't really believe in magic or healing, or that I can ever be really healed around money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I don't really believe in magic, and I don't really believe I can be healed around money, I deeply love and accept myself. Even though I think I'll never, never figure out this thing around money. I deeply love and accept myself. Oh, boy. Money, 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 money. Magic, 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 magic. Money, 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 money. Magic, magic, magic. Matrix, matrix, marathon. Money, 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 money. Do I even like the word money? I'm not sure. Do I even like the word money? Does it really turn me off because of the way it's being used? Do I want magic around money? Do I want magic in my life? Do I want magic in my life? Do I want magic in my life? Wouldn't magic be so beautiful in my life? Wouldn't magic be so beautiful in my life? Wouldn't magic, 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 magic in my life? Magic. I want magic. Want magic. Want magic. 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 Why am I able to accept magic now? Why am I able to have a little teeny bit of faith? And even if I just have a little bit of teeny bit of faith, it's okay. It just has to be a little, little, little chink in my armor that says, yes, there's some hope. And I just keep opening up that little chink, that little chink, that little chink. I open up that little light and it gets brighter and bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. I open it up. I open it up. I open it up. I open it up. I open it up to brightness, to light, to magic, to transformation. Yes, there is magic. Magic. Maybe not in the way I thought magic would happen. It's not like completely controllable. Like I don't just have a magic wand that says, I get $100,000 like that. Or my problems are instantly resolved. It's not that kind of magic. It's magic that's mysterious, that comes to you in so many ways, that comes to me in so many ways. It's absolutely magic that doesn't have any boundaries where I can't control it. It just comes. It comes with an intention. It comes with my intention to heal around money. It comes with my decision to heal around money, not to let my old story dominate, not to let my old story dominate. It comes with a decision every day to give thanks. It comes to the decision every day to give myself some joy. It comes with decisions, intention. And then it comes in mysterious, mysterious ways, ways I cannot imagine, ways I cannot control. And when I try and control it, it doesn't work. When I try and control it, it doesn't work. It's that kind of magic, but it happens. It happens when I least expect it. It happens in the wee hours of the morning. It happens when I let my armor down, when I enjoy the sunshine, when I enjoy what is here. It happens, this magic, this place that's just there in every moment. Only to be discovered, only to be discovered. It exists in every moment. It exists in me, not outside me. It exists in me. I can bring about magic. I can bring about magic. I have my own magic. I have my own magic. I'm accepting my own magic. My own magic. My own magic. My own magic. Okay. Yes. Okay, here we go. So I'll take a little bit of comments, and then I'm going to do something on the stepsisters, and it probably will not go to, we won't be able to go too far into the stepsister one today, but it will leave you something to work on in between. So let me just get... I'm not able to get people off mute. Oh, now I am. Anybody want to say something? Okay.
Katie, it's Wend.
Hi, Wend.
Yeah, hi. Just thank you, and thank you. That was really fantastic. And I suddenly realized when you started and you were repeating the words money, 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 magic, magic, magic. When I said that earlier, it requires magic. I had completely forgotten that this whole program is called Money Magic. And in the story that I was using, Cinderella has to go and shake a tree. And the nut falls from the tree. And so when I was writing, I suddenly realized last night that, yeah, it required her to actually make that choice to shake the tree. And so when you were talking about decisions, it's about making a decision, a little step forward, just a little step forward, a little more step, you know, that kind of thing. That's kind of what came to me while I was writing. And so I just found that very powerful. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And everybody, just before I forget, is that take a measurement of what it feels like right now in terms of magic being possible, healing being possible. The whole thing of whether, or actually we were doing it in the negative way, how big the charge is that you can't have magic in your life, you can't have healing around money, and just write that down for yourself. Anybody else want to share? Okay, good. So, and of course, Facebook is there for people to use if they can, or just email me something if you're not on Facebook. So let me see where we're going to go. Okay. I think the last thing I can do, I'm going to give you one tool, which is very helpful, and it comes from Access Consciousness. And it is around everything in your life. Say, it's a statement, is I have... oh, God, it's gone for me. I guess it's not the time for me to say it. Okay, I'll talk about it tomorrow. I'm going to have to go into the stepsisters for a moment. So I'm, which I will have to channel very quickly, just a minute. I'm going to put this on lecture mode, and wait a minute. Here we go. And I'm going blank right now, but that's okay. I'm just going to, okay, go into the energy of one of the sisters. Where is that Cinderella? She's just not doing it right anymore. She's just not doing it right. I think something has happened with her. She just doesn't seem to be there for me in the same way. And I'm entitled. I'm positively entitled to have all her attention. I'm entitled to have her attention. She's got to look after me. I need to be looked after. I deserve to be looked after. I deserve to be prepared for the ball and made the most beautiful lady in the ball. And I deserve that prince to come to me. I deserve it above everybody else. I have to have that prince. He has to be my husband so I can look good, so I can be the person that everybody thinks is just the cat's meow. And everybody will work for me. They'll slave for me. They'll do everything. And I don't have to do anything. I can just sit back. I can just sit back, sit back, sit back, sit back and enjoy things. And I don't have to lift one little finger, not one little finger to make an effort. I don't have to make an effort. Things should come to me. Things should come to me. I deserve it. I shouldn't have to work at it. And that's Cinderella. I can't stand it because she looks, I have to say, she's more beautiful than me, even in those rags. I'm afraid she's going to take all the attention. I'm afraid she's going to have the prince and nothing is going to be left for me. She just has that kind of natural talents, natural abilities, and I don't have. don't have it, or not in the way that I want to have it, because I want to have that prince. I want to have my life this way, or it's not going to work, only in this way. Because I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what my talents are. I don't know anything. Okay, that's it. Ooh. Now I'm going to take it off lecture for a moment. And I'm going to put a couple of questions out there. Is that what part of this tirade kind of matches something in yourself? Or in what ways are you one of the sisters who wants everybody to, just wants things to be handed on a platter to her, including healing, including all the rewards in life, and that somebody else should do it for you, and or the other part of her, which we saw was the part that's jealous about somebody else's talents and that they can make it and that they've got more talent in some areas. So just to, or whatever other way you want to explore the sister character. And there's two sisters, so they must be quite different in their own nasty ways. So go to it. And if there's any questions or anything coming up around just what we've been doing, please say it here, and then we'll end the call on that note.
Katie,
okay, anybody want to say anything?
Katie?
It's yes?
Shelley, I'm just
yes?
wondering what the theme was today. There's been so many.
The theme was, which was jealousy and entitlement, that
okay.
somehow that you're entitled to be healed, to have things, or and the jealousy, although we sort of spent a lot of time still on the Cinderella thing and some of the resistance thing, the jealousy about other people who seem to have it.
Okay, thank you. That helps.
And what we'll be doing is, because we just touched on it, is we're going to go deeper into it tomorrow and actually do the clearing around it tomorrow. Using the story, so where you get to kind of in the next few hours or next day, just reflect on ways in which you feel entitled and you don't want to do the work. Or you feel jealous of other people who've made it or who may make it. You try and keep them down because you're afraid that that them shining their light is going to take away any chance for you to have your light. So these are areas that are not easy for us to explore or to identify with because they're, you know, they're not a nice aspects of our character, and yet I'm sure all of us have something of that sister inside us. Anybody else like to ask questions or anything else before we end the call?
Katie, it's Tyra.
Yes. Yes.
I think
great.
I think somehow when you've been in the Cinderella mode
mm-hmm.
for a long time, the either conscious or unconscious anger can
yeah.
come up like the stepsister.
Right.
And in a way it came up for me is like Loretta, I finally got into the ball as
yes.
Cinderella and made it really well. And
oh,
then,
good.
But then I, you know, like, what next? And this
yeah.
morning, I went into a completely different problem. I was totally wholly abundant. That's funny. Totally
mm-hmm.
abandoned.
Uh-huh.
Abandoned
that's really, and abundant, yes.
I was totally abundant, but I couldn't go anywhere or do anything because I had anxiety attacks.
Okay.
I mean, this morning, I didn't really have the anxiety attacks, but I've had them before. So I would be afraid to go to Italy or to do this or to do that because I've had, you know, I've gotten in, everything's good, everything's fine. And then I was also demanding with my partner,
yeah.
who's, you know, a finally trained Bob to do everything.
Yes.
To cook and to clean and to be good to me and not be mad at me and all that kind of thing. And he's gotten to be this fabulous person, but he's gotten to be too good and I'm jealous.
Okay.
Really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not very proud of it. And
well, there's some good parts to it, okay.
I was ashamed of it. But anyway, it's just interesting that it went into this new phase of energy, you know.
Right.
I had all the money, everything I wanted, all the money, everything. And then, you know, what do I do next? Where
what
do I go
I
next?
Do next?
And unfortunately, to a new challenge.
Unfortunately, to a new challenge. Okay. And that's something that, let's work on that tomorrow. Or just look at that, unfortunately, a new challenge. What would life be without some challenges? Yes. So it's an interesting point of view that you have there, which is one of the access statements that Access Consciousness uses. Whenever we have like all our beliefs, you can actually use this, and it's coming back to me. That's an interesting point of view I have. That's an interesting point of view. And you say it around any belief that you have, and you say it about 15 times or 20 times, and if you just measure the level of, how would you say it, you know, again, measure the level of anxiety or whatever charge around the issue before and after, you'll find it actually comes down a lot, maybe even to a zero, just by saying that statement, because really all these things are points of view, and they're points of view that actually have us chained and not going forward. And I would say that, all the money I do, and unfortunately there's going to be a new challenge. That's an interesting point of view. So, great. Well, thank you for sharing that, and I'll have just a couple more comments, and then we'll end the call. And it's not in the nice, beautiful healing energy of the healing codes, but you can do that on your own. And we will do some healing codes again tomorrow. Okay, so who else? Anybody else want to add something before we go?
Hi, Katie. It's Alex.
Hi, Alex.
I think that was a really good point, because I think that, you know, life is a journey, and we're always growing and expanding and pushing our edges more. And I think that's what I've been noticing, is like, at first I was beating myself up and saying, oh, well, yeah, like you're in the same place, la, la, la. And then I realized, no, you're not. It's that you're hitting another ceiling and you're breaking through another glass ceiling. And so really being compassionate with ourselves and gentle and celebrating what we have done, and just seeing that, oh, this is just another beautiful part along the journey. And, you know, when I break through this, yeah, it's not all going to be roses. There will be some roses, and there will also be something new that I get to face. And I think, yeah, what I'm coming to understand is, like, it's how we approach the fears and how we're able to work with them instead of letting them debilitate us or take over our life or whatever. It's using some of these tools, like you said, like, oh, that's interesting point of view that's coming up, and then, you know, working with it. So that's kind of how I'm starting to see it, and that's really helping.
Oh, that, anyway, beautifully said. Thank you so much. And I think that's really helpful for, you know, all of us. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. So, good time to stop. And I'm going slightly over the hour time, as slightly 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Yeah, so have a wonderful day in whatever way that happens to be. And share what you want to share on Facebook. That's always wonderful. And we'll see you tomorrow. And look into the Ugly Sisters, or whatever they're called, the Nasty Stepsisters, and see if there's a part of you that you can clear around that too. And yeah, I think that's all I have to say today. And thank you so much for your wonderful participation. Bye then.
Bye, Katie. Thank you.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Deborah.